Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
So welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're looking again at the role of finances in our lives and the impact that this can have on ourselves, on our relationships, and how we live our lives and how much we actually enjoy that. And so it's a sad reality that we live in a system which requires finances to live and survive. So it's something that we all have to engage with on some level. Not surprisingly then, that finances are actually the cause or a contributing factor in some of the biggest issues we experience as humans in this modern world. Financial issues are really linked to lots and lots of other issues like stress in our lives. Our ability to manage or how we're coping with our finances puts a massive amount of pressure on both ourselves and our relationships. And often it becomes really difficult to untangle just how serious the issues are. So I thought I would look at some really, really simple steps to manage and to understand the role of financial stress in our world. So the first one would be to separate. What I'm talking about there is to actually have a look and try and understand what the role or impact of your financial situation is in your life. Put it in its place and have a think about how the financial stress may be adding to the work stress, which may be then adding to the everyday stress, which then could be having an impact on the relationship. And when we've got all of these things clumping together, it's really, really hard to be able to put them into different piles. And those piles and really being able to separate them is important to being able to solve them. So my first tip would be to separate the issues. The second tip would be if you're in a relationship, communicate with the other person about what's happening. Anything that occurs in a relationship is going to be much better solved together. So discuss the issues that are happening. Actually get them out on the table. It's not always an easy thing to do, but it's really, really important. So if there's financial issues, highlight it, sit down and say, I think we need to talk about this. Discuss and explore what options might be and do whatever you can to stay solution focused. So we're not looking to blame the other person. We're not looking to even find the real cause of the problem, but we're actually looking for how we're going to solve this into the future. So avoid those words that start with you and always and all that, and try and stay focused on the solution. The next step would be to plan. The biggest issue when it comes to finances and most things in life, not surprisingly, is a lack of planning beforehand. So you can actually plan your solution together. Think about sustainability here. So how can we not get in this situation again? Plan prevention. So actually look at budgeting, have a look at the way your finances are managed and see if there's some areas that you might be able to improve that. Don't hesitate to seek help. This is one area where we all have to deal with money, but very few of us are experts in exactly how to do that. So there's a lot of great websites. The Salvation Army has a money-minded program. There are financial counselors available that are really, really good at being able to talk with you and give you the skills so that you can manage your money better. As always on Mind Games, we're looking for the double up. And so what I would suggest, particularly for those people who are having financial issues in the climate of a relationship, is look for those opportunities where you can actually strengthen the relationship and do it for free. So you're actually improving the relationship and growing and strengthening that, as well as finding those activities which are really enjoyable that add to your life, which don't actually have a financial cost. A walk along the beach together or through a park, a trip to visit relatives, a small cup of coffee somewhere that you just make it last for quite some time and enjoy the quality of conversation. Remember that time is free, and so it's a really, really good commodity that you can actually share with each other. And again, look at the bigger picture. Look at the role of purchasing and consumerism in your life. Actually question the value of things. Am I placing too much value on purchasing things, getting the latest model? Again, remember that there are forces which are actually geared towards convincing you that you need to improve and update everything. And think about the idea of credit. One of the biggest problems that causes people issues in Australia is actually purchasing things on credit. And there's always a cost for that. Think about purchasing sustainably. Think about making purchases which you can actually afford in the long run. Careful with your spending this week on Mind Games.